patient with us here because this is a cappella.
He walked along the shores of Galilee. From clay he formed the healing balm that caused the blind to see. When stones of wrath lay heavy in their hands, he knelt to write his mercy in the sand. Jesus came to set the captives free, showed us what by the way he lived, the way we need to be. Our love is more than words could ever say. We must touch them with compassion to help them find their way. How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we show them Christ if we never show them love? Just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch? Could we be so busy being saved, trying to impress a world that's long since lost its way?
We pride ourselves in being set apart, yet we don't take time to touch a broken heart.
Even if we found the time to care, would we take the risk involved in always being there?
Oh, we hold the very thing they need so much.
Sometimes the word of God can pass through just a simple touch.
How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we show them Christ if we never show them love? Just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch? We hide behind these walls and the security of friends, while beyond the stained glass windows the world is lost in sin. How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we show them Christ if we never show them love? Just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we reach a world we never touch?
Oh, amen. Praise God. Well, those that are discipling, you're excused, but let me give you, first of all, we've got a guest tonight, Carmen Griswold's got a guest here, Miss Detweiler. Is that how you say that? Detweiler. Okay. And how is the first name pronounced?
Nesifora.
Okay. Good to have you with us today, ma'am. Amen. What a blessing it is joining us today. If you are discipling, you're excused. You can go ahead and step on out. And again, blessing always to have guests here at the Shining Light Baptist Church. All right. Well, as I mentioned last week, we're going to